Siltala-kustannus presents Cutting Edge, The Pihlava Sawmill, 1875 to 2025 by Sakari Siltala. Translated from Finnish by Pamela Kaskinen. Recorded at Book Brothers Studios, Helsinki, 2026. Read by Ingrid Gräsbeck. Preface. I sit in the Pihlava sawmill's canteen across from five veteran sawmill workers. They tell me stories. Bottles hidden under the floorboards, a colleague who fell into the fungicide pool, strikes called on Fridays before the liquor store closed, someone driving their moped into the sea, another walking into the river. Giant bullet-infested logs from Russia so massive they had to shave them down with a chainsaw so they would fit in the frame. A biopic on the singer Irwin Goodwin, filmed at the sawmill gate. I asked stupid questions. What's best about sawmilling? Tough work and low wages, they answer. The interviews continue at the Pori Airport in Helsinki's Kaivopuisto Park and at the Normarko Ironworks. The perspective changes as I move from those who did first-hand work in the sawmill and timber yard to those who worked in the offices and meeting rooms as managers and owners. It's hard to strike it rich in the world of industrial production, someone sighed. The dark humor is in a way warranted. Sawmills can be a discouraging line of work for workers, clerks, and bosses alike. Even so, few choose to give up the business voluntarily. Every cubic meter runs at a loss, but if you saw like hell, you just might end up with something to show for it, sums up the general understanding shared in a history of the Versowood sawmills. Yet sometimes when the stars align, the logs come, they are sawn, and the products conquer. This book is an interim financial statement of sorts on the Pihlava sawmill, with a few chips from the Kopra family saga and shavings from the annals of the Ostrom Industrial Titans thrown in for good measure. Corporate histories, in their zeal to commemorate production milestones and economic twists and turns, all too often overlook the workers who have made it all happen. Histories of the Ostrom Corporation, written in 1927 and 1992, as well as histories of the Pihlava sawmill from 1950 and 1975, completely ignore the employees and make no mention of the tumultuous events of 1918. In the meantime, however, many whitewashed gaps in our understanding of history have been filled in with the silent stories of the most ardent representatives of the red working class. This book makes it a point to give both the employees and employers a voice. Over the years, Pihlava has burned a fiery red and shined a bright white for reasons other than fires. Both colors can be seen and felt in this story, as I felt a more distant approach would have been artificial. I believe I have achieved a good balance on these pages, which are tilted to the left in the right way. For decades, everyday life at the sawmills was perilous. Circular saws mutilated, equipment crushed, logs smashed, fires burned, and men and women and children drowned. Strikes flared up frequently over both wages and working conditions. More times than not, the attempts were strangled in the steely grip of the employer. My descriptions of day-to-day life in the sawmill do not shy away from brutal realities. I have not chosen to smooth out the rough edges of Pihlava's history. At the same time, the story of Pihlava is also the story of Finland's industrial modernization, technology, occupational health and safety, working hours regulation, and more broadly, our improved quality of life. This story builds on these two narratives. Contextually, I stay within their confines so as not to make those familiar with the subject yawn or exhaust those who may be unfamiliar with it. I provide only the necessary background. If you want to understand how Finland's sawmill industry was born, developed, grew, struggled, suffered, and flourished, you have to get in close and study the sawmill's daily existence from both the work.